Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is John. I am speaking to you on a recorded call. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, John. This
Starting
is
to
Ariel with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new Roundup claimant on the line for you, Ms. Charlene Gabriel. Can you
Thank you.
assist her?
I can, yes. And thank you
Thanks
for the transfer.
Thanks so much. All right, you guys both have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you.
Hi, Charlene. My name is
Hey,
John.
how are you? I'm all right. Okay.
Nice to meet you. My name is
John.
I'm a case intake specialist for the Roundup lawsuit. I'm assuming you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Did you already get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Now, were you or someone you know diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using
Yes.
Roundup?
Yes, me.
It was you. Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. And then there's 60 different subtypes of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Are you familiar with the specific type of lymphoma that you were diagnosed with?
Diffuse B-cell lymphoma.
Okay, diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, is that right?
Diffuse B-cell lymphoma.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
Yeah, that's true. I have it.
Okay, very good. Thank you. All right, and have you had more than one diagnosis?
Yes. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, the cancer.
Have you been diagnosed more than one time, or is it the only time you've been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's?
It's the only time.
Okay. All right. And then you are filing this claim for yourself. You're an adult over 18?
Right.
Okay. And was your diagnosis also over the age of 18 but under the age of 80?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. And then you are living today. You're able to file your own claim.
Right.
When were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Hold on.
I'm sorry?
11 years. And
were you sprayed? June 8th, 2018.
Right.
Okay. And then how did you use Roundup? Did you use it at home, at work?
I use it at home.
Okay. And could you share with me the address to that residence that you used it at, the address to where you used it?
775 Northwest 6th Street.
That's in what city?
Florida City.
Florida City?
Yes.
Okay. Let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. I have 775 Northwest 6th Street, Florida City, Florida,
right.
3303.
Right. You
okay.
Got it. Just right.
Thank you. I'm just typing it in to the address just a moment.
Mm-hmm. In a long time.
Okay, and then is there any other person that you know that meets this criteria? They used Roundup and were later diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Okay, and then you said you were diagnosed over the age of 18 but under the age of 79.
Right.
What is your best guess on the number of years that you used Roundup?
Oh. Well, 2007 to 2018.
2007 to 2018? Okay. Do you recall the month by any chance?
April.
Okay.
2007 and June 2018.
Okay. 1 second. That's April 2007 and then June of 2013. 18. Oh, 18.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So that's about 11 years you used Roundup?
Well, yeah, 11 years.
Okay. And then have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yeah. I use it twice a month.
Okay. Thank you. And then am I speaking to you on a smartphone?
Yeah. I got a Motorola. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. And you're a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm going to ask you about other illnesses you may have had. Have you had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune
no.
disease, hepatitis
no.
C, rheumatoid arthritis,
no.
diabetes?
No.
Hepatitis B?
Mm-mm.
Epstein-Barr nope. or lupus?
Nope.
Have you had an organ transplant?
No.
Okay. And have you required chemotherapy for cancer treatment other than your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Okay. Is there any family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. And with your injury is non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And then can I get your first name, please?
Jolene.
Can you spell that for me?
Oh, S-H-I-R-L-E-N-E.
Okay.
S-H-I-R-L-E-N-E.
Okay, so let me spell it out for you and make sure it's correct. Shirlene, S-H-I-R.
No, S-H-I-R-L-E-N-E.
So that's why I'm... is it Shailene or Shirlene?
It's Shirlene.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
S as in Sierra.
Mm-hmm.
H as in hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I as in India.
Mm-hmm.
R as in Roger.
Right.
L as in Larry.
Yes.
E as in Edward.
Right.
N as in Nancy.
Right.
E as in Edward.
Yes, correct.
Shirlene, okay. And what is your middle name, please?
Liz, but I don't use my little name on nothing business. I don't use my little name on nothing business.
Okay. All right. And then what is your last name then, please?
Gabriel. G-A-B-R-I-E-L.
Okay. G-A-B-R-I-E-L.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or
third? No.
Okay. And what is your gender?
I'm a female.
Okay. And are you married?
No, I'm single.
Okay. And so the law firm is going to request medical records for you so they can confirm your diagnosis. I'll be having you sign an authorization to release medical records, but we'll need your your social security number. Can you provide
okay.
me your social, please?
263-97-1204.
Okay, let me repeat that to make sure I have it correct. 263-97-1204.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. And in your date of birth, please.
02-17-1966.
Is that February 17th, 1966?
Right. Yeah, right.
Thank you. 1966?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis? Did you hear about this through the TV or was it online?
Online.
Okay. And when did you see that advertisement online? Was that recently or was it more than a few years?
It was recently. Tell you the truth, yes it was.
Well, how recent?
Last month. I think last month.
So you think you saw it about a month ago?
Yeah.
So can I use September 29th of 2024?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, and then. Height and weight, please.
I'm 5'2". I weigh 180.
You're 5'2", 180 pounds?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And then, what is your email address?
Shirlene091@gmail.com.
Okay, let me repeat that back to you, just to make sure I have it correct. I have your first name. Charlene091@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Charlene is spelled just like you spell your first name.
Exactly.
Great. Okay, thank you. And then this phone number I'm speaking to you in is a smartphone, is that right?
Right.
Okay, it's area code 786-870-3323.
Right.
The law firm, if they agree to take your case, would want to speak to you to do a case verification call. It'll go very quickly. It's just a few minutes. They just need to hear that you did use Roundup in the past and you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and when you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Okay.
Is it okay for the law firm to call you at this number?
Yes, it's fine.
Okay, and the best time to reach you would be the afternoon?
Right.
Okay, perfect. All right, and then how many times per year did you use Roundup, your best approximate number?
Probably, well, like I said, I use it twice a month for that time, so let's say 20?
20 times a year? Okay.
And 20 or 24 times a year?
Okay, you know? We'll put 20. Did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And you started spraying Roundup April of 2007?
Right.
And then you stopped using Roundup in June of 2018?
Right.
Would that be just before your diagnosis?
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to put June 7th, 2018, one day before your diagnosis. And did you stop using Roundup because of your diagnosis?
Oh, yeah.
And how did you use Roundup? Was it seasonally? You said monthly, actually, correct? You use it monthly?
Twice a month, yeah.
Okay.
I used it in a spray bottle.
Yeah, okay, that was my next question. So you used it in a spray bottle. And did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No, I thought I had to.
Okay, that's all right. And where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied? So you used it
my yard, right? My yard is pretty big.
Okay.
I say, yeah, my yard is pretty big.
Okay, so you used it on the home yard?
Yes.
And then how large of an area do you think you used it?
Ooh, maybe 500 feet?
3,500?
Or more.
Okay. That's right, 3,500 feet. And then you used this product at your home, and that was in the state of?
Florida.
Florida, correct. Okay, thank you. And you used this in a residential setting?
Yes.
And you were exposed to Roundup through your home maintenance, home lawn maintenance?
Yeah.
And again, that was a direct exposure because you personally sprayed
right.
Roundup?
Yes, I personally sprayed it.
So that means you were present 100% of the time while applying Roundup?
Yes.
Okay. And how many exposures to Roundup do you think you've had in your entire lifetime? A rough estimate. Would you say more than 100 times?
Probably more likely, yeah.
100 times or more?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you live near a water well?
No.
Do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicide? Benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And what type of Roundup was used? Did you use the concentrate or premix?
It's mixed. It was
mixed. Okay.
Yeah.
And do you recall where you purchased Roundup and when was last purchased?
Home Depot.
Okay. Do you recall when?
Ooh, that's been a minute.
You don't remember when you last purchased?
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Okay.
I mean, 2006 or 5?
You think?
Ooh, that's been a minute.
Okay, so purchased at the Home Depot, but unable to recall when last purchased. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and can you describe, do you have any purchase information, for example, store receipts, credit card receipts, any photo evidence or video evidence? Okay.
No.
That's all right. Do you have any Roundup in your possession?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever smoked?
No, I won't smoke.
Okay, are you currently employed?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm in between jobs.
That's all right. That's understandable.
Seasonal.
When you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, did you miss any work because of treatments?
No, because I send them around my work. I have to work or to pay bills.
Okay, that's fine. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?